Cookie's unexpected visit. Friday night after work, after supper. This 22nd of May, 1970. I think this is Channel 2 Right. And Cookie's visit, he and Franklin pulled up way after supper in the dark. This Friday night, the 22nd of May, 1970. I think this is Channel 2 Right. This is Cookie's prize visit. Beginning of Channel 2 Right on Friday, way after dark, the 22nd of May, 1970. Cookie's surprise visit. And at low key, we didn't get very far. I didn't suggest anything.
Simply snowed under.
Well, you sure are a poor substitute for a rain shower. You'd be a lot more welcome if you'd bring in a shower.
I've always sure needed.
Oh, it is dismal dry, dusty dry now.
Oh, yeah.
I was riding this thing. Every time she takes a step, it's dust. It just.
And them yellow flies, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. That's not dry weather.
Well, that helps it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's winter gone to summer since you were here. You see, we got both them
Winters up.
Now, that's. Takes middle of the summer, you see, before I get them up.
You know, I've been working today. If Frank hadn't been there, I don't know how I'd have done. I just don't know. He was there all day. He was there all day today. And I just went in the back room back there in my bed and I stretched out for about an hour and a half. If it hadn't been for that, I just couldn't have made it.
Well, this summer, maybe you can do that.
That's right. I'm going to.
Well, I tell you.
I know Frank can be there with you.
You know, whether you do anything or not, just the length of time.
Just stand on your feet. You can't go in there and sit down.
Well, I passed two or three times today, and every time I passed, I just happened to notice you had a front door call.
We've just been polluted all day. And I've been getting there shortly after 7 every morning this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and stand till 7 at night. I just can't get away. I'd get ready and get the pumps cut off and here'd come another one. I'd have to close up and leave on the run.
Well, that boy was using your machine to top those figures up. When I was there, he says you pumped some gas.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, he comes in every day and, every week and, helps me out on, keeping my weekly record. Now, that's for my benefit. It ain't for.
Oh, I see. He's not a company man.
No, that's just for my benefit. And in exchange, I help him out on his old car.
Frank, something to drink,
see? I don't know.
There's water in there. I don't know what it's in there.
And, but it's a great relief to know ahead of time what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether you're making any money or whether you're going in a hole or breaking even or what.
Yeah.
And he helps me out. He's going to teach over at Hawthorne next year. He's
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be a school teacher.
put out here, let him pour it, all he wants. Is it just one in there? Huh?
I think there's another.
Well, pull it out here. Water's not that scarce.
And,
this is plenty, that's it.
Somehow made me think of them old number three wash tub where you just take a bath in. Half full of water, third. shit. It's like water was scarce. Boy, too rich for me. I started by there. I'd been out to see us and out there, and then it was 5 o'clock. It caught me, and I wanted to buy some stuff over there at that electronic place.
Uh-huh.
And I out on South Main, and I didn't stop by, and I hit that 5 o'clock traffic.
Oh my! That's a mess. That 5 o'clock traffic. Traffic is a mess.
Yes.
Especially on Friday.
That's better. Talked to old Jack Stokes on the telephone last night.
Is that right?
Yeah. I got to go over there this weekend sometime.
Yeah.
He's some Jack, ain't he?
He's some fella. I went out by his place out there a time or two, but I missed him. I'd get there at a time in the morning, he wouldn't be there.
Well, he's in charge of something out there at the university, isn't he?
Yeah, that sheep unit. Yeah, he's been living off them sheep now.
You know, that's the reason him and Daddy, that just rings a bell now. That's the reason him and Daddy hit it off so well that day that we went to the horse show when Daddy was down here 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah. That just brings it back. Now, Daddy's a sheep man.
Oh.
He knows his sheep.
Yeah. Jack ought to know his, but
in about 3 weeks, we're going to have a horse show.
Over his place.
Over his place.
Well, we ought to have it on Saturday and close up. Everybody close up.
Everybody close up everything and lock the door and load up about 3 or 4 horses and say, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you need to take Tony back and work on his place.
Some
fat back
off of him. Oh, well, them horses don't look like the same horses. I never saw anything come out like that.
Bill Ness coming out now.
Uh-huh. And it is, he's 5'6". But that little fancy, how big she'd be cooking.
That's tall as
20. That should be about as big as Tony.
Yeah.
Well, she's a sweet thing. She's a pretty thing.
And she got a good disposition.
She come right up to you and just love.
Yeah. You can put your arm around her neck, just do anything you want to with her. Little man has still got that fear of a man.
We have no trouble getting him if we have a bucket.
Uh-huh.
And he'll come up to the fence and let me get him. But I've never tried to get him just out in the pasture without a bucket, you know.
That's Tony's most remarkable one I know. I never saw such a choice. He won't follow you with a rope. Can't lead him. My experience is he wants to walk up there with you.
He thinks he's a human.
He wants to walk right beside you.
Right beside you. Now, that's the experience I had, Frank. I don't know what you have. Of course, you're on him.
You put a saddle and bridle on him, and he'll follow you.
You don't even have to have a halter or anything.
You don't have to have, you don't even have to have a rein in your hand, he'll follow you.
Thanks, I'm always messing with come on.
Yeah.
I never saw such a horse.
I never saw such a horse. No.
Now he's just a doll, that's all.
He about over his kicking and biting.
Yeah. It takes him a while to get over it.
He's so quick motion. He doesn't like to stand still. No.
Well, if he did, I'd turn him go. We put a little old kid on him. That's another old dead horse.
Oh, he is.
Just like Hubie. Yeah.
Put somebody's got a little weight on him. Look out.
Oh, I see. Put a light shot on
him. He got the... He's one of them type horses that, to me, has got some sense. Unlike Barbara. He's intelligent. He knows when there's somebody on him and can't control him.
Yeah.
But he just tickles me to death. When Frank gets on him, he just likes that. He just wants to prance.
Yeah.
Frank can be a prance and then just have...
Yeah.
Have him up in the air, you know what I mean? Put Alice on him and he just drops that head and walks on off. Nah, it's just the kind of horse he is.
He and Frank bring the worst of each other out. Huh?
That's right.
He knows he's your horse, Frank.
Oh, it's been a long time since you all... Out here.
Yes, it has. But I told Frank coming down tonight. When Clyde leaves, that's when the door is going to be locked.
Because we had about two customers after he left. He leaves about seven.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock that door.
Uh-huh.
We'd have been down here a long time ago, but. Tonight's the junior and senior prom over in the faculty building at the university, you know. And Laura's not a going, but she's sure had herself a lot of fun today, you know.
Yeah.
Helping them decorate.
Yeah.
And see, she's made three trips from Hawthorne to Gainesville.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And oh, she just had a ball. She thinks it's funny because the rest of them is there. They're going to the prom tonight, see?
Yeah.
They're going from the prom to Daytona Beach. They're going to stay out all night tonight.
Yeah.
And come back in tomorrow night. Laura said, that's just too much for me. I just ain't going to do it. Well, that is too much for
is that the Hawthorne
High School?
What beats it all? We got a band from Orlando. Got a blonde girl and a nigger boy.
Laura just, she just, that just kills her soul, you know. She's just having herself a ball. And the boy over next door that sells those stereos, he gave her a thing to keep her tapes in. It's a
suitcase. What's it called?
It's a tape chest.
Cool.
But it's made in the shape of an armrest that goes in the center of the seat.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice.
Uh-huh.
He gave it to her. And she liked country and western, and I went over this evening, and I got her a country and western, another country and western tape. See, she's got how many albums has she got now? She's got 8 albums.
Goodness. Already?
Already. And I bought 3 of them.
Yeah.
Got them wholesale.
And he gave me them at cost. So she's gonna have more fun actually sitting back and watching the rest of them than as if she'd went.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she'll just stop and think. She's going to have more fun because you know she's got to maneuver around today, and she's been all over the campus. I mean all over it. She's actually learned more than the rest of the juniors and seniors will because she's been free, you know.
Yeah.
The rest of them had to stay there and work.
Well, so if they could just do that, just be free to look around, that'd be a great thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And not feel left out or imposed on or, you know, any feeling. Just
be yourself.
Make the most of it.
Just be theirself. Well, now, Laura's been that way today. The only thing she was imposed on to do was take Helen to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Helen went by the grocery store and got a few groceries. And they had to go back home to get some more equipment for decorations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she went back home, and then she came back. And they've been around the loop today. Helen didn't even get to go to bed this morning. They left. By golly, when they went to school, Helen got right in the car, I guess, and went with them, didn't she, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's been on the go there all along. And Helen's had a ball, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's really had a ball.
She's, her and Miss Jenkins are mostly decorating her and Laura and Miss Jenkins.
And then this evening, all the little girls, all of them,
yeah,
they got in on the decorating.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all of them. Alice, Becky, Sarah, and Harriet Ann,
yeah,
they all got in on the decorating.
They'll have something. Dream of it. They'll take that with them all through the night.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, at the university gym? Did you say?
University faculty building.
Oh, faculty building, yeah.
I don't even know where it's at. But anyway.
It's that old golf club, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's big.
There's where they're having their get together tonight. And the band, they drank their beer and took their pills just before Laura and Helen had left over there tonight. So you know what they're up to. It's going to be one time tonight.
I'm just glad Laura's not going to be mixed up in it. She had a good time today.
She's had a good time today, and they're looking forward to coming down here tomorrow and Sunday, and that's one reason that I had kind of planned, Sunday dinner and everything down here with Clyde and his children down here was for her benefit.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not joking because she enjoys that. And she's going to have more fun. She's going to feel better. Think what them kids going to feel like when they get back from Daytona tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They're going to be dead.
Why do they have to do such unreasonable things? I don't know. At that age, just like they just
When I went to the junior and senior prom, we had to be in by 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
I went to the junior and senior prom 2 years. I went when I was junior and when I was senior. 12 o'clock, you had to be home. Because it was during the week, it wasn't on Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go to school the next day.
Yes.
And I had to walk 6 miles to catch that school bus.
You'd have been pretty thing going to Daytona, wouldn't you?
Wouldn't I, though?
Yeah.
They all rented tuxedos for the prom tonight. Yeah, they did. I never will forget what I wore. I never will forget it.
You asking me?
My grandmother bought me a corduroy suit. Back then, corduroy was very popular.
Yeah.
I wore my corduroy suit.
Yeah, and felt.
I felt I was a millionaire.
Yeah.
I think she paid less than $10 for it. Yes, she did.
Yeah. Paid more than that even then.
No, I mean, it was cheap. It was a cheap suit. She ordered it from Sears Roebuck.
Yeah.
That's right. It wasn't a long tail. It wasn't a long tail suit. I mean, the jacket wasn't long tail. It was just came down to my waist.
Sure.
And it was a zipper front. Why, I put my tie on and my
white
shirt. I was dressed just as good as anybody there.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cause back then, they wasn't no money.
Yeah. That's right.
That
you
was
wore what you had.
That's right. And glad to have it.
Yeah.
Glad you could have that. And after the prom that night, I walked 6 miles over dirt road, mud road.
Yeah.
I want you to know. I didn't have no automobile to go to Daytona Beach and a full tank of gas, a tuxedo, I didn't have that. All I had was Shanks ponies.
Huh?
All I had was Shanks ponies.
Yeah.
But then it was a privilege. It was a privilege to get to go to something like that.
Yeah. Yes, there wasn't so much during the year. That sort of stood out.
That stood out above everything else.
Yes, sir. That was something that you
look forward to.
Yeah, and stayed in your mind. See, you've had a big day. Why don't you go in there and knock around a little bit?
I thought I'll be getting towards the house.
Well, you gotta catch your breath before you go. You know, that east wind's what kept us going, this drowsy weather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was just thinking, it's so nice to have Cookie and Frank in the kitchen.
You know,
we've been busy too, but I was, it's just...
Now, this time of year, going in that restaurant.
Don't let him forget those meals.
He knows about it, yes.
Yeah.
Come this way. You got all that fan and everything there. You knock it over. You just, you're looking for trouble.
Are you ever ornery like that?
You see, I'm fiddling that old frame. You know, pushing me to stand so much. The repairman finally got him out here.
Yeah.
And it's one of the thermostats was out. And it wouldn't work right. No trouble. They were just rather calling the whirlpool man. And and take down one of those Chrysler 300s, some of those Cadillacs, where you can grind the valves all right, but you can't get all the gadgets back.
That's right. That thing, they are complicated.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This weather. She's working on a party. She has a little recital herself, you see.
Yeah.
And she's working on those. And you know, this weather's been a little more than usual. And you try to get something done. And then I don't know why it is, but always out here when Faye's doing something in town, seems like everything happens out here by morning. So you had a full day for dinner.
A full day.
Yeah.
That's right.
So she trots in there and goes to the grocery and then goes over there and pushes those children around and comes out here and cooks supper and you have to speak easy.
Well, it is a task. It's a real task.
No, there's just no two ways about it. Nobody accomplishes anything in this kind of weather.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Just things that don't get done right. Oh, my. And we got another week to of it. We could have, you see. There's no sign in sight.
No sign in sight. Ain't no use put out no fertilizer. Ain't no use to even think about any hay, cause it ain't gonna grow.
No. You still gotta have a little cooperation from the weather.
That's right. Regardless of what you do. You know, I've been thinking here in the past week, 10 days. I believe it's foolish of us attempting to try to put up too much hay this year. What do you think?
Yeah, we don't need much.
Just enough cows.
Well, if we can get some rye and oats planted this fall, that's all the cows and horses need. Just a little bit of hay to
boost them up.
Make it just to make a change. 4 ton of hay will be plenty for all of us, won't it, guy?
Well, if you was to make one good crop out of that middle pasture there, it'd be all the world you need.
That's all we need.
One good crop.
One good crop, that's all. One good crop.
It's all we need. You see, we didn't make one good crop out of anything last year.
No, we didn't.
Now, it's a curious thing. When I was going through this hay, just scattered it out, I guess get rid of it. Every now and then, I'd run into a good bale. Good fresh bale.
Yeah.
And I can't remember where they come from. But there was a good number of just good fresh hay, baled hay. It just random ones.
Then there was a lot of it that I noticed out there had a lot of dirt, a lot of dust.
Yeah. Yeah, just it looked like it had been dried out 2 or 3 times.
Yes. Yeah.
Rake 2 or 3 times or something. No, you don't need so much. Now, if we had, you see, we didn't have anything to sell this last year. Wasn't worth selling, even. So you don't know what. If you had good hay, and of course good clover, that clover would sell.
They cut it too late.
Couldn't get in there yet.
The weather wouldn't let him in. Raining.
Couldn't get in there. And, it was a month and a half overdue.
Yeah.
nice and tender, but them selling stuff.
You know.
Oh, yes.
This boy, he's going to college now. He's 22 years old. He's got 18 head of cows, 61 head of pigs, and 50 acres of corn.
He's 22 years old.
Yeah. He's going all right.
Yeah, he's getting started, isn't he?
Got a brand new car. Bought it off. He bought it off. When he made it off that farm.
He owns 55 acres of land.
Yeah, I see.
And he's bought that since he started in FFA and paid for it.
Oh.
He started in FFA when he started in high school.
Yeah.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
And he has paid. He's got 18 head of cows, good stock cows. 55 acres of land, 61 head of hogs, and has land rented for 55 acres of corn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How about that?
50 acres of corn. Now, he is making a success in life.
Last year, we paid cash for a brand new Chevy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But he listened. He made a talk last night before the FFA boys and their parents.
Yeah.
I was there. About listen. Just listen. Now, he talked for 45 minutes on that one word, listen.
Oh. Is that right?
Just listen. Now, he got it over the right way.
Yeah.
I'd give anything if you'd have been there and heard that boy speak.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They didn't find tape court. They didn't.
Yeah.
Now that would have been something.
Yeah.
Just listen. That word means a lot. You know, I never give it that much thought. Until last night. I heard him talk about it. And he brought out some things there. I don't remember what all he said. But he brought out things there, a guy that I just doubt if you that ever crossed your mind.
No. He is 22.
22 years old. I didn't think it was any. He said he didn't make any difference who it was that was trying to give you advice, whether you took it for better or for worse. Just listen.
Just listen. Yes. And try to get it straight.
Just listen. That's what he said. I tell you what, it just remarkable.
Still going to school? He's just finishing up this year.
He's still going to school too, mister, and he is doing all that farming, taking care of them hogs and them cows, and going to school in Ocala.
Where
is
he
live?
Hawthorne.
60 miles a day.
Good Lord, is that right?
Sure is.
Now, when was that, last night?
That was last night.
FFA back.
They had a real good dinner last night, and they all had good speakers. All the speakers were good. But he was exceptionally well.
Well, sir, you're burning the candle at both ends. And then you got back to work this morning at 7 o'clock.
I've been rolling out.
You sure have.
Early and staying late.
Got nothing on your books. Very little.
Well, now, me and Clyde together. Clyde, he knows these people, but it's all right. $9 and something for this one woman. We picked the car up at her house and took it back, serviced it, gassed it up, and washed it, had it washed. Took it back and parked it in her carport. She called in and had us to go get it. But she'll come in when she gets back home. She's not even home now. When she gets home, she'll come in and pay us. Just like that. That'll be her first stop, paying for her car.
Cookie, that's one trouble out in the country. It's a lot unhandier to do that out in the country than in town.
Yeah.
You see, people go into work there, and they can drop the car off and walk, or else you can pick them up and take them in that car.
Yeah.
It keeps the car as long as you want it, see?
That's right. Keep it all day.
Keep it all day. And, see, here in town, you can't do that. I mean, here in the country, you can't do that.
No, of course, a man's got to have
a car.
Yeah.
I tell you, it just works a hardship. I don't know. Making a living in the country is just getting harder and harder, looks to me like.
That's mighty quiet out here. I don't really like to live in town, though, because too much cars going up and down the road, too much light shining in the house.
Yeah, it's constant.
I hate to get to sleep, get up, go to work the next morning.
Yeah. I stepped out the front porch there a while ago, and something buzzed me. Just scooted right like that. Bats, you know, you always think of bats as dive bombing. No sound at all.
I've been trying to get that fella to come on down and push that well down, but he just tied up till he just can't get away right now. And he's farming.
I see.
He got a bunch of watermelons out, and he got to stay with them.
He gets some of the fine watermelons.
Oh, he grows some of the finest watermelons you ever eat.
Oh, really?
He takes care of them.
He don't fertilize them all that much, neither.
Oh, really?
He lets them grow like it's blown to grow.
He don't force grow. He puts them out early, and they mature kind of late, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
After everybody else's watermelons is gone, well, his is just coming in.
Yeah.
Man, he sure does a...
And there's plenty of market for him.
Oh, yeah. He sells them himself right alongside the road. He don't put them on these trucks and ship them north. He sells them right here, right there in Hawthorne.
Because he don't like to cut them until they get
right.
Oh. Is he the fella you sold for?
No,
he's not the fella. No, this is a colored fella.
Yeah.
That's his girl that I stole for. He forced him bad.
Yeah.
That's what Frank grows for. I mean, sells for. He plants his and after Lewis plants his and gathers them before.
Yeah.
They're green.
Yeah.
They're not ripe.
Yeah.
Ain't done, man. But once in a while, you might get you one good one out of 100. But darn if you don't sell them.
He sells.
Well, it'd be a nice to have a little crop of melons again, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
For a change.
He goes in good kind. Lewis goes in good kind, too. He picks the ones he likes. He goes in good. Nice and right.
Clyde seemed to be in pretty good fettle since he got back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he just a different man. He has to go off every so often and just get out by himself and, as old saying goes, just let the gas off his chest.
Yeah. Yeah. He just can't stick around the house all the time.
That's right. He's got to get out among them and...
Either lose money or win it. He's about to get out.
He went to Vegas, you know, out there at the Horseshoe Club, and a gambling arena, you know. He didn't lose no money. He didn't lose no money. He paid his expenses round trip. And he come back with $200 more money than he started with.
Yeah. And he didn't make that under a automobile hood.
No, sir.
He knows how to play cards.
He just enjoys it.
Yeah.
I mean, he could make a good living at it if he wanted to.
Yeah.
But he don't want to.
He don't think of it that way.
Yeah.
Now that is that's a vacation for him.
He did it all the time, it wouldn't be much vacation.
That's right.
That's right.
Is he doing more of that safe cracking up at Bradenton? Whenever he gets the.
He did one today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's about that time. We got 11 o'clock before we get in bed. 12. Okay, you have about 6 in the morning to get to the station.
Well, Cookie, it seems like a long time since that old auction, don't it?
Yeah. There is an auction tomorrow night, ain't you, down here at Orange Lake?
Such as Ted. I don't think I'd get excited about it. But you know, when you can stay right there on that corner and just let them come to you and you make more than you could going to these auctions, that's it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That
good old east wind, isn't it?
Since I went in that station, I took that station over. I have paid out over $1,600. And lived. And paid all my expenses.
Yeah.
for like about 600 more.
Yeah.
I've done it.
Well.
Shook another bridge or two.
Did you? Just hang on a little longer, yeah.
And I've not worked as hard.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
As if I'd have been on a public job.
Yeah. Anybody comes around, you can stop and look up. Get
yeah.
Hit up.
Yeah, you're a young boy.
See, anybody come down there over that Brazingtons, and I'd come over there. I didn't stay over 3 minutes, you see.
Yeah.
And I didn't come very often, you see.
And 90% of the time, when you'd walk up, well, Jed'd walk out the back door, wouldn't he?
He'd.
90% of the time.
Yeah,
oh, they've been, they've sent 3 or 4 people down there to get me to go back up there. There's a man down there yesterday. Want me to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
He's been paid enough.
Yeah.
He worked all day.
Still that Saturday?
Sir?
Still that Saturday stuff? That's where they hurt, Arthur. It's hard. It's hard to get some other.
It sure is. I got a job in there now. I just got the material to finish it up today. The material cost me $5. I had to go get it, take it out. Took me an hour to go get it, take it out, and come back to the station. It'll take me 2 hours to put it in and get the car going. And I'll clear about $40 off of it. Yeah, we're going to have plenty to eat. Taters and beans and ham and stewed apples and
biscuits.
Hot biscuits.
Beans.
Yes, I wondered about your well, and but I can see if he's that watermelon, he ties man down.
Yeah,
Is he right? Yeah, so he's got that on his mind all the time. Worry about them, mate. Because that's where he got all his money invested.
He got a lot of money in there.
Gotta get back out.
I can get one of these jack legs to put one down, but I don't trust him like I do him, because he's sincere in everything he does. He's nigger and all that, and he knows it, guy. And he'll respect you as a white man.
Yeah.
And that's something you don't see very often.
Take your time, make sure you got everything perfect.
It's got to be just right.
Yeah.
Then start over.
I like for them to take their time.
That's right. Well, Frank, we better go to the poorhouse.
Yes. Yeah, you gotta get rolling in the morning.
Yeah.
I feel sort of half cocked from the middle of the morning on the rest of the day.
Well,
and so we walked on out the ramp, stood out in the air, the east wind. Cookie said the mosquitoes wasn't bothering him. Franklin cranked up that big old Dodge station wagon and backed it up. And they looked at that and admired it and thought of all the miles they'd traveled in that old Dodge. Now this is Channel 2 Right. Friday night, the 22nd of May, 1970. This is 660, Channel 2 Right. Channel 2 Right. Cookies, he came by for the first time in almost 2 weeks now. He just wanted to look in, and he and Franklin came by. And this is Channel 2 Right, around 660, 65, Channel 2 Right. 22nd, Friday night, 22nd of May, 1970.